This is the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makavica. We're joined on the phone today by Kent Lorenz. He serves as chairman and District 4 director on the Nebraska Wheat Board. And Kent, today we are talking about the Wheat Foods Council annual meeting that took place down in Yuma, Arizona. We had the chance ahead of this meeting to chat about the preview, but now that it is in the rearview mirror, I understand one of the big projects you all focused on had to do with the food and health industry. Tell us more.
Right now, since the projects in the past, we have been going and presenting to health food individuals, health individuals, as well as personal trainers, to teach them more about the true nutrition benefits from wheat flours and enriched flours. And so anyway, looking what we did this year, we were looking at the results of where it has gone in the past. And personal trainers, according to the data, is something that we pretty much have been very, very successful at reaching, and healthcare individuals, such as doctors and so on. So for our next strategic plan, which is going to be presented here in June in the summer meeting, we were devising out our next strategic plan and who to go to talk about the great nutrition of wheat and devise a new strategic plan.
That is awesome news. Kent, you were also sharing that as part of this trip down in Arizona, you got to see a totally different type of wheat, a different environment for growing wheat. What did you see down there?
Yes, we got to go out into fields out there where there's like 167,000 acres of irrigated land there around Yuma. And that is where almost all of the desert durum is produced in the United States. And that is all exported to Italy. We also got to see, that is where during the wintertime, lots and lots of foundation seed is raised for different states and different states' programs, including Nebraska's. And so we got to see some of that. Did not get precisely to see any Nebraska lines, but other states' lines. And so anyway, we got to understand that they plant all them acres to vegetables and lettuce, cauliflower, and about every vegetable you can think of. And then afterwards, they plant all those acres to wheat. Anyway, it was very interesting. They say that that's all flood irrigated out of the river, out of the Colorado River. And they said, which is very salty, which is surprising. And the wheat that they plant drives that salt down out of the surface because otherwise they weren't going to be able to raise vegetables.
Very fascinating. Well, I know you've done a lot of work on behalf of Nebraska's wheat producers attending those wheat council meetings. So, Kent, thanks so much for your time and for sharing those insights. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome. And I appreciate you visiting with us and telling the producers or give the producers an idea of what all we're doing for them as to try to increase the use of wheat.
Very well said, and a great note to end on. Kent Lorenz is our guest today from Stratton, Nebraska. He serves as chairman and District 4 director on the Nebraska Wheat Board. That's it for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report. I'm Alex Makavica for the Rural Radio Network.